August 15, 1937. The empire of the acts done in the divine will. God is at the head of the acts of the soul who lives in it. My flight continues in the divine volition, but its surprises are always new, invested by such love as to remain enraptured, with the soul overflowing with such joy that one would want to remain hidden in it, and never leave. Oh, adorable will, how I wish that all knew you, loved you, and would let you reign, allowing themselves to be caught in your net of love. I was thinking this when my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, told me, little daughter of my will, the surprises, the novelties, the secrets, and the attractions of my will are innumerable. Whoever enters it remains renewed and magnetized, to the extent that he doesn't want to leave anymore. He feels its investing divine empire, and the celestial balm which, changing his nature, makes him rise again to new life. Now, you must know that my divine will gives so much power to the creature that, as she does her most tiny acts, she feels its empire. If she loves, she feels the empire of its love. If she speaks, she feels its creative strength. If she works, she feels the empire and the virtue of its works crowding all around her, which, ruling in her will with her own empire, bring that will to every heart to make it rule and dominate each of them. Our will feels its own empire in the act of the creature, and it feels forced to give what she wants in that act. If she wants to love, with her act she makes us beloved and obtains love for us. If she wants our will to reign, with her own empire she brings us to the point of praying that all may receive it. One act in our will never stops. It says to us, I am your act. You must give me what I want. One can say that it takes control over our power, duplicating it, multiplying it. The creature, though beseeching, does not ask, but takes whatever her act wants. More so, since in our will we ourselves want no act dissimilar from our own. Therefore, we let ourselves be ruled and dominated. Then Jesus remained silent. I just cannot express what I felt. My mind was so magnetized by his words, and so invested by his empire, that I wanted to give my life for everyone to know it. Then my beloved Jesus continued, my daughter, there's nothing to be surprised about. All that I am telling you is pure truth. My will is all and can do all. Not to put in our same conditions, one who lives in our will is not of our supreme being. The creature, who at the most can see us in what is natural, once living in our will, recognizes herself as the grace, participation, and expression of our love and will. And this is how my will wants the creature to be. Therefore, we want her to live in our volition, so that her acts and ours may be fused together, and may resonate with one single sound, one single value, one single love. We neither can nor do we want to resist one of our acts. Further, you must know that living in our will is unity, to the extent that, if the creature loves, God is always at the head of her love. So, his love and her love are one single love. If the creature thinks, God is at the head of her thoughts. If she speaks, God is the source of her words. If she works, God is the prime actor operating in her works. If she walks, God leads her steps. To live in my will is nothing other than the life of the creature in God, and the life of God within her. It is impossible for us to leave our love, our power, and our acts apart from the soul who lives in our will. If the will is one, all the rest comes by itself, unity of love, unity of works, unity of everything. This is why living in our divine fiat is the prodigy of the greatest prodigies, a prodigy never before seen and never before heard. We wanted to do this prodigy that only a God could perform in the creature, because we just could no longer contain our exuberant love. But the creature, ungrateful, did not accept. However, we haven't changed our will. Although our love has been hindered and repressed, making us fidgety, we will use such excesses of love, such industries and stratagems that we will obtain the intent that our will be one with the creature.